Haruna has a background in community development and drug rehab counselling. In 1997, he joined Habitat, so he's a long-standing member of the organisation. And currently, he serves as the Habitat country rep for Nepal. So he's had a number of positions across Asia, Southeast Asia, and he is now the representative for Habitat in Nepal. We hand it over to you.
Thank you, that's good. Welcome to Nepal. By the way, I'm Sri Lankan, so whatever I talk about Nepal is very objective. And welcome to this beautiful country, the top of the world, a kind of a landlocked country between China and India. And it has got 30 million families, 30 million people living in this country, and considered to be one of the poorest countries in the world. Though the urbanization has not taken that much higher, though percentage-wise, the fourth highest growing country where the urbanization is concerned. If you want to talk about figures and if you talk about percentage, you can highlight the country. But yeah, number-wise, it's not that high. So this is just kind of an understanding of what this country looks like. Divided into three categories, the plain area, the terai, the mid hill, and the mountains. Just to give you a kind of overview of what the land issue in Nepal is, quite different to what we have been talking about. Few elite groups or related to the monarchy, the kings or the new monarchies control the land ownership in Nepal. That they use the land-based resources for their own profit. If people own land, they are a very small part of the land is owned by people, the land holders. There are about 76% of the population are considered as land holders. That doesn't mean always that they are the land owners. 25% of the population of Nepal does not own land. Land management, a lot of things that have been talked about, discussed in Nepal about land ownership and how to make all the families or the individuals own land. For that, the land management in two areas, but centrally controlled by the ministries. The local government, very complex, kind of cumbersome. Nobody can approach it and get things done. And the Minister of Land and Reform trying to do something but not decentralized, so therefore nothing happens through their units in the local areas. Anything to get done, people have come all the way to Kathmandu. Other agencies working on land issues, the National Planning Commission has the overall responsibility for setting the development policy and strategy, and the Ministry of Land Reform and Management implementing the kind of policies and the strategies. So this is kind of background on that. But the marginalized groups who are without land, the ex-Kamayas, the free bonded labor, or still bonded labor to some extent, the peasants, the Scottish settlers, the tillers and the plowers and the Dalits and IDPs in a smaller scale. So this the picture is of a kind of ex-Kamaya or the Kamaya family. Already 38 districts have been identified as food deficits. There's no incentive for the producers, the farmers, small-scale farmers to produce things because they don't own land or their future is at risk. And there's no capital for kind of financing agricultural products, no incentive on that too. But when you look at history is really sad because these tillers, the farmers, the tenants, all these groups of people owned land at one time of of their generation. They were the owners of the land, and then the people from outside came in, either from the hill areas, came to the plain areas, or from outside the country came into the country, and they encroached land by disturbing people. by manipulating and showing different documents. And they got deceived to that level that they had to borrow money for their own survival. When they started borrowing money for their own survival, they couldn't pay back, therefore they had to pay back to their own land. And thereafter, they also didn't have land, they had to pay through their own families, mortgage their families. And the families became slaves, generation by generation. And present day, up to 2002 in Nepal, they were called slaves, Tamayas or Haliyas, or all these different types of names that they are given. So it's a question whether who owns land, whether the present owners are the owners of land or the real owners. But today it's a very pathetic situation, though the government has taken initiative to free them and to provide them land, like 50% of the population have got land by name, but not in reality. So though these people have been given land, they still live in camps, not communities. But these people who are known to be hard workers, who are very creative, resourceful, have proven to the world that they are capable of making things happen, but they don't have the opportunity to make that happen. Having no land also makes their lives difficult, and to the country as a whole, millions of people are at the mercy of the landowners, the so-called landowners. The status of the community, they are disenfranchised, millions of them, no say, there's no community, they are not known.